Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I'm looking forward to bringing today's guest into our coaching corner.
Kathy Batista is the go-to church for midlife women. She believes midlife isn't just based on age, it's a phase of life and can be your best one yet. By tapping into your values and strengths, you can take aligned action to create purpose and joy, leading to that often missing sense of fulfillment. Now is your time. Having navigated midlife changes and shifts, Kathy offers guidance and compassion to women asking themselves, is this it or what's next? She enjoys sharing the tools of her growth with her clients and peers. With certifications in life designer coaching, thought coaching, quantum time techniques, and mindfulness facilitation, Kathy coaches women to discover their midlife magic through conscious healing and self-discovery. Are you ready to go from blah to aha? Let's uncover your midlife purpose and find fulfillment. So Kathy, with all that being said, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Oh, Dori, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and talk today.
I'm looking forward to sharing your journey, and I would love for you to tell us what led you to mindset, mindfulness, and mood coaching.
So becoming the, I call it, it's my three pillars of coaching, mood, mindfulness, and mindset. That's evolved over the time that I've been coaching, about the last 4.5 years. But what got me into coaching was I had a very, what I would call really bumpy introduction to perimenopause and midlife. And through coaching and therapy and different modalities, found my way out of this just mental mess that just felt overwhelming. And I was sitting with my coach one day and we were working on, it had to have been something with mindset and limiting beliefs. And it just hit me like, I can do this. I can take what I've learned and what I've experienced and share it with other women. And I feel like that's what the journey is about, is being able to turn around and extend a hand to somebody else and say, yeah, I've been there, may not be right where you're at, but let me help you work through this. We can do this together. No one has to do that alone.
I think often women feel that pressure of having to do it alone. Nobody's going to understand. People are going to talk me out of what I'm doing. I think that mindset is the most important element in any kind of coaching.
Yeah.
Because through the years of Word of Mom Radio, I have listened to women talk themselves out of their dreams, remind themselves of why they can't.
Exactly.
Well, I think this is really important. And I think a lot of women, especially in that midlife as their kids are grown and all of a sudden they're looking, and they often feel like, oh, I don't have a lot of skills. I've just been home raising kids. Oh, my gosh. Time management, budgeting, scheduling, conflict resolution. I mean, all of the skills go into raising a family and running a house are marketable skills. And I think it's hard for women to realize that. So I love that you are helping to focus things. So do you find that there are a lot of common mistakes women make or are making when entering that whole midlife change?
I wouldn't really call them mistakes, but I find that a lot of people enter into this phase. And so I work with midlife being 35 to 70. This is the largest time of our life, is in this middle age, this midlife, right? And so I think what happens is that I've noticed a lot of women between 35 and late 40s don't think that changing in this transformation that sort of takes place with midlife, they don't think it's quote unquote normal or the time or what's wrong with me. Why am I so unsettled when it's actually very natural? It's a natural point in time to want to grow and change and evolve. We've often spent so much time giving to our family or our careers or our spouses, and that it really comes to this point where we have to look inward and say, you know, what am I not getting that I want to be receiving, and how can I get it for myself?
What kind of steps can women take to get these things for themselves?
Yeah. Well, I think the first step is to get clear on what's missing, right? You don't know what to get until you can pinpoint what's missing. And in general, most women come to me and they're like, I'm just unhappy, right? And so now we need to get clear on where and what is missing, right? Maybe it's community. Maybe it's you are having this feeling that you miss learning, like you've spent so much time focusing on other people, you want to expand your own knowledge. Maybe it's you just need a day off. Like it could be anything, right? And that's where it's a lot of women come to me with this sense of what is next? Is this really it? Is this what's left? Is this what the rest of my life is going to be like? And yeah, this midlife time is so big that some women have younger children and some women are empty nesters, right? So we're all over the gamut. And I think if, so it's not really a mistake, but what happens I find is people think it's not supposed to be happening right now. They think it should be 60s, right? Like they have, when women are in those late 30s, early 40s, you are young, and you think you're too young to be feeling these midlife perimenopause changes, and you're not.
Well, I think that we've been learning more and more about that. When you think about it, people think midlife, oh, 45, 50 years old. The reality is if our lifespan is 70, midlife is 35.
Yes.
Which is a very hard thing for a lot of people to grasp.
Definitely. There's nothing wrong with feeling unsettled that everybody grapples with that I'm getting older, right? Or how should I behave now? Like you have so many different ways to navigate and move through your own world, but it's when you're starting to feel uncomfortable in your own skin that it's important to take some stock, right? Like get in touch with, I like to say, what values are missing. And everybody has their core values. Everybody has values that kind of stay with them their whole life. But I believe if we take and look at that, zoom out, there are certain values that are missing. And that's where that unhappiness lies. Is like I said, it could be community. It could be higher education. It might just be you're needing more contemplative alone time, which is a value, right? I do this little exercise with some of my groups that I have. And it's, let's start thinking about values in a way that we can kind of tangibly understand them. And tangible is maybe not the greatest word for this because it's more emotions. So what I do is I say to them, imagine you're walking into your home or your living room. What are the words that you want to describe it? What's the feelings you want to have? And when I discovered this little trick, I was amazed at how many different answers people have. Like I really thought everybody kind of wanted the same thing, like a cozy little place, right? No, some women want you to be impressed when you walk in. Some women want you to have it's this elegance, right? And then some it's, you know, I want it to be cozy, but elevate, like they have all these words to describe welcoming. And so once we figure that out, then we separate it and say, how do you want somebody else to feel? And often it's the same things. And we can say, this value, let's just say they said welcoming, right? This value of feeling welcomed is important to you. If it's something that you want to feel the second you walk into your home, or you want somebody else to feel, where can we bring that in to your life in a different way that you're, you know, and the word welcoming can be used as maybe it's you want to start a book group and you want to welcome people into your home. Maybe it's you want to start exploring different career opportunities and look at ways to bring in that sense of engagement, of welcoming into people. So then we kind of like tease it out and work with people in that way. It's a lot of fun to think about what's missing in terms of looking at it through feelings. What's missing? What feelings are you looking for?
I think that's very interesting. I would, like you, would naturally think that people want people to feel welcomed and comfortable and cozy, but it's true. There are those people that want you to walk in and just be wowed by their home.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely the cozy type.
Yeah, because cozy can be broken down into it. Some people think cozy is dark wood and fluffy rugs, right? And other people think cozy is like coastal whites and it's all like cashmere blankets. So we break it down for the individual and really tease out what they're looking for, what's missing right now. And that's another point that in midlife, a lot of people think what's next and then they find it and that's it. When you're looking at like 30, 35 years, you're going to go through more than one transition, right? You're going to move and say, what's next? Quite a few times. And so to be able to learn how to take transitions in this personal way, you can then apply it the next time you're feeling a little unstable, unsure. You can say, okay, I've been here before. I know what to do.
On that note, think of what Kathy just said. We're going to take a quick break in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio. She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here with Kathy Batista. We are talking about mindset, mindfulness, and mood coach, and women that are going through that whole change. And I personally love this because more and more women later in their life are now starting businesses, are now realizing that they have a lot of gifts to be bringing. So how can you help develop that connection with your higher self? And how important is that connection?
First, to say how important it is, I believe it is very, very important. Our higher self, whether it's God, the divine universe, or just really a version of yourself that's higher, that is where our intuition lies, that little voice. And oftentimes women lose that connection with that voice. We lose hearing that gut call, or sometimes we've never fully developed it. And so I teach the women that I work with to reconnect with that inner voice, that intuition, their highest self through mindfulness, because it's only when we can get quiet do we hear it. And yes, I teach mindfulness from the traditional standpoint of being, it's the present moment without judgment, but it is only when we quiet that input that's coming in all the time at us that we're able to really listen. And it's so amazing to me when we realize just how much we rely on our intuition, but we don't give it that credit or acknowledgement. And I love to even just say, getting dressed this morning, you had to make a choice. And it sometimes happens very quickly. It, when we pause and realize that we've made choices based off of an inner feeling, inner guidance, whether it's what to eat for dinner or what you're going to wear, once we've acknowledged that and learn how we communicate with ourselves, then we're able to say, yeah, I'm feeling like I want to do something else. I want to start a career. I want to start a job. I want to volunteer. I want to be of service. We can get quiet and listen for that inner guidance of just how you want to do that right now, just how that will fulfill you.
You talk about the three pillars of growth.
Yes.
Can you tell us what they are and give us just a little glimpse?
Yeah, definitely. So we've been talking about them. The three pillars are mood, mindset, and mindfulness. And I came up with my three pillar program because I started my journey with mindfulness, and I learned all of the mindset tricks, all the thought coaching, right? But it wasn't clicking. I knew what to do, but there was this disconnect. And so I found that mindfulness really brought me in touch with that inner voice that we talked about. And I was able then to take and apply some of these mindset tools that were taught to me and that I've learned. And then the next pillar that I learned, and this is why I learned to do it in reverse with my clients, is mood. And I landed on mood because for me, it encompasses nervous system regulation, polyvagal theory, vagus nerve work, because I found out the hard way, and I don't want anyone else to do this, but I found out the hard way that we cannot change our output unless our input changes. And if I think everything coming at me is a threat, I'm going to behave like that, even if I have a million and one pieces of mindset to go through. So there's where I start with mood, which is nervous system regulation. And we really just develop ways to spend more time in a parasympathetic state, more time in that rest and digest state, so that when input comes in, whether it's through my eyes, my ears, my skin, you know, my intuition, that I don't receive it in a state of being on guard, being panicky, right? We all have trauma of varying degrees. And whatever that is, it affects how we move through our life. And so that's why I start with the mood coaching. And some women come to me and they've got it under control. They want that and they're ready for mindfulness or they're ready for mindset. But it's always a good place to start to make sure that our body and brain are on board with what we're trying to teach it to do.
I've got to that place when I talk to people, you know, we look at hindsight. Oh, hindsight for 2020. You know what? We need to look back with hindsight, hindsight, because you know what? At that point in your life, that was the choice you thought you had to make.
Totally.
Guess what? Where whatever choices you did, you are where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So all those choices, good, bad, or indifferent, led you to where you are.
Oh, definitely. Well, and what's amazing is when you look back and you kind of, from a bird's eye view, look at the past that you're holding on to for your truth for today is often somebody else's opinion. it was what somebody else said to you. It was what, you know, your second grade teacher told you your desk was a mess. So now you're just a slob, right? And now we are just repeating those things that shocked us and snapped us right away. And they've just made indentations in our brain. And so when you stop and look at all of these limiting beliefs that we've developed, they're not your soul. They're not your path. They're not your higher power. It is what other people have said to you. And that's such a valuable way to approach it, because now it's exactly what you're saying. You can turn around and look with kindness, because we weren't being mean to ourselves. We're continuing it. We're taking what somebody said as truth. And this is where developing that intuition sense comes into play, because once you have that inner guidance, no longer do those outside forces affect you as much or hurt you as much, because you know your truth.
And you know what? What other people think of you is really none of your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really isn't, because sadly, as people see your star rising and you connecting with that higher self, moving yourself forward and things like that, they're either going to encourage you or they are going to try to lasso that star and pull it back, because your rising makes them uncomfortable that they're not doing the same.
Exactly.
Oh, and we have to stop, especially as women, letting people pull us into their storm.
Mm.
You know, your boat, help them. Because again, it is so much more comfortable that everybody just stays the same.
And that's something that I work with when we're doing coaching together, a topic that often isn't explored, but really needs to be, is sort of that collateral damage of growth. How do we now navigate our relationships that we are different? And I'm not even remotely talking, like some women are like, oh, now my husband just looks like, I just want to leave, right? Or now my spouse, I just want to leave, right? But it's not, it's learning how to navigate from a different viewpoint. It's not upheaving and throwing everything away. It's now we just learn differently. It's exactly what you were saying about hindsight, where you did the best you could. You just know differently now, right? Isn't that, is it Toni Morrison has that quote? No, Maya Angelou has that quote about you know better, you do better. And that's where change comes in. And because we do need to work with other people and we do need to navigate our relationship. But once we've changed, the game has changed, the rules have changed. It's our responsibility to communicate these new rules, quote unquote, boundaries, right? And we can do that. And we can do that and have amazing relationships in our adulthood.
Absolutely. So as we're wrapping up, I know you started a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Tell us about it and then how women can reach out to you.
Yeah. So my YouTube channel is Teachings and Tangents with Kathy Batista. And the YouTube channel is a perfect example of discovering what's missing and finding a way to bring it in. And I really was looking for some fun and a fun way to share what I've learned. And so I wanted to do it so bad, but I was very nervous because I tend to go off on tangents. And so I sat with it for almost over 2 years. I wanted to do this. And so I found a way to create this with saying, this is exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get some teachings and some tangents, and we're going to be okay with it. So that is my new venture on YouTube. And it really has now fallen into people watch the YouTube and wanted more. So I created a group coaching program out of it. And it's so much fun. It's just, it lights me up.
I love that. How may women reach out to you, Kathy?
Yeah, so they can find me on YouTube and they can find me at Instagram and Facebook, Coach Kathy Batista. And of course, my website, KathyBatista.com.
All of Kathy's links are going to be live on wordofmomradio.com. I really encourage you to reach out, because a community of women that are supporting and encouraging and empowering other women. It is what Word of Mom Radio has been doing now. We're in our 12th year of sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And women, we need to get out of our own way. We need to remember the woman succeeding is not your competition. That is your sister friend. And you want to encourage her and empower her and learn from her. Men have that oh boy network because men don't care if Charlie golfs with Tony. As long as Tony's giving him their business, he could care less. Very often women fall into that high school mentality of I can't help you because you might steal my boyfriend. Yeah. What if they like you more than they like me?
Mm-hmm.
Have to stop. We have to stop that. So I love what you are doing. I'm so glad that you came to share with us today, Kathy. I really am. And again, all of your links are going to be live. Reach out. I'll be following your YouTube channel. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Dori, thank you so much. This has been amazing. And I hope that we can maybe do it again sometime.
Oh, I would absolutely love it. I really would. And thank you very much for being here. And for all of you tuning in, thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is